While the iPhone 5 has a number of new features to entice customers, NPR's Steve Henn reports a new cord could tie Apple's most devoted fans in knots.
I kind of think of Phil's Coffee in Palo Alto as the epicenter of Apple fanatics. It's hip. In fact, it's so hip, it's too hip for espresso drinks. Only hand-poured specialty blends are sold here.
Could I get a decaf Swiss water organic brew?
Absolutely.
Every day, dozens of techie types come here for coffee and then lounge around on the leather sofa, sipping away, often with Apple products scattered out in front of them. Elise Eustabish has an Apple laptop perched next to her and an iPhone balanced on her knee.
How many Apple gadgets do you think you own?
You know what? I don't know. A lot.
Normally, Elise says she's pretty quick to buy the latest thing Apple has to offer. But this morning, before Apple unveiled its new phone, she said this time she might wait.
For now, 4S seems better. So I'm going to wait a little bit, I guess. So
the reason is the new phone's new connector. Since its debut more than 5 years ago, all of Apple's iPhones have used the same kind of port for charging and docking. And since then, an entire industry of iPhone accessories has grown up around this simple little plug. Scores of different companies sell speakers, docking stations, adapters for car radios, battery packs, and other stuff. iPhone accessories are a big business.
You could see anywhere from $5 to $10 billion a year in revenues.
Michael Morgan follows the industry for ABI Research. He says not all iPhone accessories will have to be redesigned because of the new plug and cord. Old headphones are fine. So are speakers that use Bluetooth or wireless to connect. But pretty much everything else will need to be tweaked or require an adapter to work. Now, Apple is making these adapters, but true Apple freaks will need dozens of them.
So we have a music dock that is for our Sonos music system. We have chargers all over the house for the iPhone.
Andrea Seebaum and Steve Deutsch live in San Francisco.
We have two cars, both of which have docks.
Right. Mine is built into my car. Steven's is aftermarket.
If you've built your electronic life around an iPhone, it could be kind of annoying.
The other problem with the little connectors, if you're on the road and you're traveling, it's just another thing to get lost.
But Apple didn't make this change just to mess with you. Michael Morgan from ABI Research says there are good reasons Apple changed its little plug.
It held out for 5 years before they did this. You might say it was due.
A smaller plug makes room for a bigger battery. Apple says it's easier to use, but it's a plug. And it creates kind of an odd dynamic for these new phones. The switch is the biggest hassle for those consumers who love Apple gadgets the most. Talk about first world problems. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.